Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pump food paired with local beer.
Vance Honeycutt got exactly what he needed, but Wake Forest stole the draft. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. The Carolina superstar went number 22 to the Baltimore Orioles, a first-round selection that could not be better for the Diamond Heel. He goes to a team that for years was the doormat of the American League East and is now a regular contender for the division. If Honeycutt dropped toward the end of the first round because his strikeout and swing and miss rates are not what the big leagues want, the Orioles have proven they can develop players and give guys with the potential a chance to make the show. And if Vance needs to swing at better pitches and whiff less, the O's will give him the time. The rest of the draft's first day is a melting pot of players from power programs, a few from smaller colleges, and a surprising number of bonus babies out of high school. But what is most glaring is that Wake Forest had three of the first 10 chosen. Wake's right-handed ace Chase Burns went second overall to the Cincinnati Reds. The Deacs' pitching pipeline got a big transfer when he left Tennessee, which went on to win the College World Series without him. Burns became the fifth Wake Forest pitcher to go in the first round since 2018 as the highest draft in the program history. The number four selection was Wake Forest first baseman Nick Kurtz, a three-year star who hit .306 with 22 home runs last season, while also drawing the most walks of any player in Division I. At 6'5", 235 pounds, he has already been compared to Anthony Rizzo for his power and eye at the plate and his defense at first. He has a chance to play for the lowly Oakland A's pretty quickly. Wake's hit the first-round trifecta with the 10th pick, shortstop Seaver King, who, like several Tar Heel transfers, came from Division II, where he starred for Wingate and hit .411 with a 47-game hitting streak before moving to Winston-Salem. In the ACC, he still batted .308 with a career-best 16 homers. He played a slick short with the speed and arm strength to play all over the infield for the Washington Nationals someday. Honeycutt, the great football, baseball star from Salisbury, is way too nice of a kid to be called the most polarizing player in the entire draft. He leaves UNC as a highly decorated Diamond Heel. His home run hitting may be superseded by his potential as a Golden Glove center fielder in Baltimore, an easy drive for his family. The Orioles system is so deep that the team can take a chance on the boom or bust hitter, who some scouts are likening to George Springer for his all-around skill set. Honeycutt will be helped by low expectations of a later first-rounder, which gives him time to prove any naysayers wrong in the long run. This is Archansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.